politics, riots, and Bibles. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Those three things are wrapped up into a single story today. We'll tell you why in just a moment. And when fear enters these situations, it can take our focus and our testimony off of Christ. One woman has an encouraging message to share on that topic in just a couple minutes. But today we'll begin with a look at the violence that erupted in Indonesia's capital in the wake of the presidential election results. A certified count shows Joko Widodo won 55% of the vote. Amid accusations of fraudulent elections, protesters took their complaint to the streets. And the result? Days of deadly rioting. Looks like Indonesia's tearing itself apart. However, Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates offers this perspective.
A lot of times the violence is about as big as the camera lens. What it appears is that the whole nation is in violence, and that's just not the case. You've got localized protests that are going on. There are crowds in certain places, but basically our translation teams know how to navigate those situations. They know how to stay out of harm's way and keep the work going. So it hasn't disrupted us.
Good thing, because they're launching 100 new language Bible translation projects for the most populous group this year on Borneo. And it's an answer to prayer.
We're actually seeing an open door in some places where Christians have been elected into government positions. They're actually making progress toward supporting Bible translation using government funding. So again, we see this as a ripe opportunity for Bible translation to keep moving forward.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Next, in this year's State of the Bible report, Barna Research Group notes that fewer than 1 in 4 believers regularly spend time in God's Word. Yet the same number of people say that the Bible influences how they live. Keys for Kids Ministries' Greg Yetter observes.
We've basically become disengaged in the Bible here in the United States. There are only 5% people that consider themselves biblically centered. Only 19% say that they're Bible engaged.
If adult Christians don't invest in their own spiritual lives, how does it affect the next generation of believers?
I think we've replaced our social lives as families with gizmos, with smartphones, and we've become less interactive. And I think that's why we're relying more on the church to teach our kids and to train our kids. Unfortunately, when you don't get that backing in homes, you start seeing kids step away from the faith because it really doesn't mean much to them because they're not experiencing that at home.
Keys for Kids helps young people discover Christ for themselves.
As we invest in our kids' lives spiritually, you're not going to necessarily see it today, but you might be surprised in a month or two or maybe even a year where you start seeing your young person really change.
The summer reading program Word with Zach starts on June 1st. Register now to get started and get entered into a prize drawing. And there's a lot of pressure to base identity on us versus them. The schism between political parties, religious groups, races, and socioeconomic status can run deep. Between Christians and Muslims, this divide looks like fear. With many Christian attacks perpetrated by Muslim extremists, that fear only grows. However, Jane, with Cry Out, says allowing fear to dominate our interactions hinders our Christian witness in the Muslim world. And the way to combat that? Pray for Muslims.
Part of what we should be praying is that God would replace the fear that we feel for the unknown, for the person we don't understand because he or she looks different from me, to replace that with his love for them, because God loves all the Muslims all over the world. And I think we can ask God to give us that love. We are Jesus' hands and feet. And how will they know that Jesus loves them if we're not willing to love them?
During Ramadan right now, Cry Out is hearing reports of Muslims having dreams and visions of Jesus, and many are coming to faith in him.
We can pray for believers that know Muslims or that are neighbors with Muslims or that live in Muslim countries to have the boldness in this month to actually ask their Muslim friends, have you had a dream of a man in white? And can we talk about it? Do you want to talk about who the man in white is that was in your dream?
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. You'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.